The Jason Greger Show presents Struds On, March Madness.
Had North Mexico State.
You mean New Mexico?
Is it North? What is it? I can't
even
write
it down. It's New Mexico.
Well, there just says N on my bracket.
Himself.
I'm an open book, Griggs. I'm a flower that's blooming in front of the whole world, and I have no problem.
Facebook.
I was poking everything that moved. I just thought it was cool.
The Jason Greger Show presents Struds On.
Hey. How deep are you? So, you know, I think you, as a team, not a non-playoff team, but a team that got pushed out pretty early, you've got to take a hard look at, what other teams are going through. And I think, with the Bruins series against Islanders, I think that, everyone who is out of the playoffs, including the Oilers, can see how important that depth on defense really is. They were without Carlo and they were without Miller. And, it was pretty clear that as time passed and they were moving through, some of their guys were just weren't quite ready or weren't there to play. Now, with all due respect to Jared Tenorti, I was Jared Tenorti. And for him to be playing the second round of the playoffs is probably a bit much to ask for him to bite off. And then some of the other guys were slotted a little bit too high. And they had a tough time kind of keeping up where they need to be. So, for the Oilers and any team, looking at, you've got to have some depth, but I think you need to have a guy on your third pair that can jump up and play in your top four. You don't want to have your top four and then the bottom two. You want to have kind of a top five and then maybe have a 6-7. So that's something you have to kind of look at and work towards for whenever that time is. Now, you might have to trade for that guy. Maybe you have a top four and a bottom two as you go into the to near the end of the season. But you got to add one. You got to have, I think, five top four defensemen. You're not going to have five top pairing defensemen. But if you had five top four defensemen, that gives you some flexibility, right? Because some can jump up. Doesn't mean every injury you're out for a long time. So if you do lose two guys, maybe let's say a top five and one of your bottom guys, then you can push guys up. But it's a risky business if you're going there without it. And I think that the Bruins, they kind of learned that quite quickly, guys.